On this week's White Flag Lap, we hear from Jason Richards, who I spoke to during the Phillip Island 500.
Well, Jason Richards, 2010 has been another tough year for you. How have you been feeling physically right throughout this year?
Well, it's 2011 for a start.
You're doing better than me.
Yeah, that's right. Who's on the drugs here? Look, you know, to be honest, it has been tough. It's been, the biggest mental challenge of my life, obviously, with trying to deal with this cancer and find some sort of solution. I mean, it's, you have 8-10 months of continuously bad news, bad scans. Eventually it wears you down. But, you know, we've been travelling pretty good. I mean, we've had great support and I've keep myself very active. I swapped, motor racing for golf, which has given me, the competitive spirit as well as, I go for a walk in the park effectively, hit a golf ball and talk to some mates and get out in the fresh air. So that's something I can physically do and enjoy. So, from time to time, still jumping race cars. I still race at the Muscle Masters, which had, a lot of fun at, and I'm still involved with the Ferraris at Maranello Motorsport, and we're still looking at doing some other stuff, so at Bathurst and other things with some support categories. Life hasn't been too bad, to be fair. I mean, it's been a mental challenge. Some days I'm better than others, both physically and I guess emotionally. One thing I have learned, if I keep myself extremely active, it makes me feel healthier.
Seeing you in and around the garages and the pit paddock throughout the year, have you been surprised with the way the public has been embracing and trying to do what they can to help you?
It's the public, motor racing fans in general, and everybody, have been amazing. It's, and it's one of the enjoyable things at coming to race meetings, as I walk away with a lot of the positive energy the fans give me. So, it's tiring though, don't get me wrong. It's, one of the downsides of the cancer and some of the medication is it makes you very tired. You tend to repeat your story over and over and over. Yeah. But, I still think I get more out of it at the end of the weekend from the positive energy I get from the fans and the physical support they've shown over the last sort of, 10 months.
Another driver, John Bauer, talked about when he retired the mental side and the depression and the things that went on in his head when he retired. Has he been someone that you've been up to talk to about these sorts of things?
Well, he's actually he's a very good friend, and he's lives across the road, diagonally across the road. So we see each other 5 or 6 times a week. We quite often talk, but I have not struggled with stopping racing because, unlike John, I physically can't really do it. And emotionally, I don't really want to do it because I know I'll focus on racing cars and not my cancer. So I haven't actually missed it a great deal. I mean, there's areas I've missed, which is the driving aspect and the sporting aspect. But if you can't physically do it, you don't miss it. I mean, it's, I've got bigger things to worry about in my life than racing cars. I get enjoyment from it, and I still have the opportunity to drive cars and from time to time drive the VR supercars. So, it's quite a different situation from someone who's retired to someone who's forced to stop because of an illness. And as I said, I've managed to replace chunks of my life with another sport, and I've got myself involved heavily in that sport, the benefit is I've got a young family, so I've been able to stay at home a lot with more, and I've got my life back, and I've got my weekends back, and all the things which you'd never really realised you missed, I really enjoy. So, with 2 young kids, they keep you extremely busy. So,
you talked earlier in the year about a program you were hoping to be able to get onto in America. Has that been successful, or are you still trying to fight that battle with the enforcement over here?
I've tried that. It's I went over to Michigan, and that was a really great trip, it was twofold. It was A, to get better information for them to oversee my treatment, have a look exactly what I've got, and they are the the worldwide experts in the very rare cancer, adrenal cortical carcinoma. So those guys have, you know, now they know me as well. It's only a phone call away. I've tried what they perceived to be the ideal treatment for me, but it wasn't successful. I am now on another treatment, which is a pill-based treatment, tablet-based treatment. It's extremely expensive, like ridiculously expensive per month. But it's shown that we've had minor success with it. So whilst my cancer's not getting smaller, it hasn't grown recently. So, which is, you know, a fantastic achievement.
You've taken the V8 to the races. You watch the action on TV. Now read about them in V8X Magazine. V8X Magazine, dedicated to just one thing, V8 Supercars. Showcasing some of today's best writers and award-winning photographers, V8X brings you all the news and in-depth interviews demanded by today's V8 Supercar fans in one action-packed magazine. V8X, the number one magazine in V8 Supercar coverage. Out now.
Hi, I'm Rick Kelly. You're listening to V8 Insiders.
On this week's White Flag Lap, we continue our chat with Jason Richards, where I asked him what his thoughts were on this year's silly season.
Oh, well, it's one of the exciting parts of the sport, isn't it? It's something which is probably quite often more exciting than the racing. With the rumour mill going flat out and who's going where and people under contract, breaking contracts and all this stuff, which is... and, of course, you know, it's very nerve-wracking from the teams because they don't know if their key drivers are staying or going. And so, you know, I actually enjoy that part. It's sort of... It's interesting how these so-called secrets get out within probably 2 days of someone doing a confidential signing. But, you know, like, it's going to be good. I think, you know, Willie Holtz is obviously being the official one to announce that he's shifting camps. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how he goes up there in Queensland and who Gary Rogers is going to put in the car. I mean, Gary's always had this amazing legacy of picking young up-and-coming guys. So, you know, is he going to continue that path or is he going to go for someone a bit more established? There's so many things, and then of course what's going to happen in FPR with the third car there, so you know there's plenty of, and then you know obviously the hot tip was David Reynolds, but he's supposed to be under contract, so there's all that sort of toing and froing. As I say, it's some of it's 100% truth and some of it's sort of a bit of fiction, but why let the fiction get in the way of a good story?
Well, that's it. And of course, you seem to have ruled yourself out of 2012, so the seat that's being held in your stead must also have some ramifications.
Look, it's one of those things, yeah. I mean, basically my scenario is I'm not coming back racing until I'm healthy, because I want to be... I've got to commit myself 100% to racing if I want to be successful, and I won't be able to do that unless I'm healthy. So the physical, my physical attributes, I've got to, you know, build up strength and get rid of this cancer and all these sorts of things. So the reality is I was hoping that would be well and truly under control by now, but it isn't. It's, it's still a very serious condition. So 2012 was hugely unlikely for me. Maybe the best I can hope for is if I can get some control over this cancer, that I'll be able to do the enduros and then maybe look at 2013. You know, by then I might not want to do it, you know, like life might have changed for me again and I would have gotten a bit older and, you know, like most people will probably be looking at retiring at my age and I might be trying to get back in. So, you know, I'll just have to wait and see. I mean, it's a long way, but as you say, then there's a fantastic opportunity for someone, with what Brad does with, you know, his three cars. I think Brody signed a contract, he's guaranteed, and I'm not sure what the other two have yet. So, you know, there's plenty of movement available, I guess, in up and down pit lane still.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you out and about. This time of year was a time that no matter where your car was running in the championship, you always seemed to shine. So I imagine this weekend, more than any, is a bit tougher to be here.
Yeah, it is. It's, the enduros, you know, that was where I collected all my most of my podiums. This time last year, we picked up some silverware. And of course, the Bathurst is somewhere where, you know, it's, you know, we have a higher chance of finishing on the podium in Bathurst than than any other race, and it's quite a ridiculously high chance, really. I think in 5 years I got second twice and a fourth. So, it was an amazing achievement when I look back on it. It's going to be very sad not to be part of the team from a driving point of view, but, you know, I'm still involved in the team, and I still get some of the benefit of, helping call strategy and helping engineering and just, you know, overseeing, I guess, and went in some sort of fashion, putting my 2 cents in when I think it's worth putting in. So, and it's great, you know, the BJ have been right behind me and supported me through this whole illness. So, I'm still very much part of the team.
Well, we wish all the very best for the rest of this year, and we all do look to enjoy seeing you out on the track in the cameo roles you've played throughout 2011.
Thank you very much. Done.